So I wanted, this is Dr. Joanne Dahlketter, and I wanted to welcome everyone to the Performing Edge Coach Certification Program. This is Module 1, and we've got participants. It's a small elite group of people all over the world. We actually have people calling in from South Africa. Christo is calling in from South Africa, and we've got someone from Ireland. We've got people in California. I know Sue Hasker is here. Welcome, Sue. And also have Nicole, who is in New York. And we have three chiropractors. We've got people from various degrees and various backgrounds and people all over the world. So it's very exciting to have all of you on the call. So welcome. Also, I know it's Nicole's birthday today, so I wanted to say happy birthday to Nicole. Everyone, I wish her happy birthday back in New York, one of our participants here. So I wanted to get right into some material for you. And if you have questions, by the way, you can just always dial press star 6, and we can answer the calls later on as you're, and just as people are coming on the call. I just want to make sure everyone knows that. So we've got just a little bit of logistics first. We've got, if you want the recording afterward, I'll be recording the call, and so you can get that in the private members area. Hope everyone got their login information, and if you didn't, you can just email me about that, and I'll be happy to get that to you. And also, I'll be providing a PDF file afterward in the members area there for the notes for this call. So you can take your own notes if you like. There'll be, you know, some extra material also, but I'll also be providing notes there for this call. And hopefully on all the future calls, we'll have an action guide ready for you right there, so there'll be information you can follow along with as we're doing the calls. The calls will be every Thursday night at 5:30 Pacific time, 8:30 Eastern, for the first 3 weeks here, and then the week of March 17th will be off, and then continue on for the next 3 weeks after that. So, yeah, it's exciting to have all of you here. Wanted to give you a little outline of what we'll be covering this evening. So we've got, I'll give you an overview of the Your Performing Edge method and how you can use this with yourself and with the people that you're coaching. And wanted to give you a lot of the behind-the-scenes secrets, things that I've learned about how to build a profitable coaching business, and kind of let you look over my shoulder and see what I've done for the last several years to build this up, and how I get found on the internet, and all the different things you can do with coaching. Just amazing. I think we're actually living in the best possible time right now to be a coach, because there's so much of a need, especially with athletes. I get so much, so many requests, people asking, you know, for my services, and I can't handle them all, and want to be able to refer people to you. And there's just not enough coaches out there that are trained properly in the mental training methods. So I want to be able to give you the opportunity to work with people and give you the skills and the knowledge and the experience to feel that confidence. I know some of you have talked about that. The confidence as a coach is such an important issue. So that's one of the things we'll talk about here. And I want to give you a vision also of what you can achieve as a certified Performing Edge coach. You can do all kinds of different things, even things that you possibly hadn't imagined before. There's so many things you can do to repurpose your material now, with now that iTunes is around, and iPods, and video, and social media, just the whole scheme of things is opening up. You know, most of the way that I've gotten found with my clients is just through the internet without spending a dime. It's all the kinds of advertising you can do now, or the kinds of exposure you can get on the internet, you know, through YouTube and Twitter and Facebook and LinkedIn, is just phenomenal, that we used to have to spend thousands of dollars for in terms of advertising. You don't have to do that anymore if you know the right ways to do it, which I'll teach you here. And the next area I want to talk about is how to get started with your coaching business, essential tools of the trade. So we'll talk about the steps that you can take to get started, and if you're already doing your coaching business, what you can do to build or enhance your business. And then I want to share with you some Olympian athlete stories, some professional athlete stories, the real work that I've done over the years and how I've gotten to be able to work with these kinds of people. I think that's one of the goals of a lot of coaches that I work with is, you know, how do you get to work with an Olympian or a professional athlete or someone that's, you know, of high stature like that so that you can, it really helps, it can help you build credibility. And, but it also just, you know, these kinds of stories are just applicable to every kind of, you know, client that you want to work with. You can still apply that Olympic thinking in your own coaching from what we learn from these Olympians. Then the next area is, you know, a PECI Performing Edge Coaching Blueprint, how you can duplicate the kind of success that I've had as a coach using various steps. And then the last thing I'd like to do is a visualization exercise for you as a coach, so how you can turn your coaching goals into reality. And then we can also answer your questions. You can email them to me or ask them live on the call here just by pressing star 6. So as I was mentioning before, I think we're really in the absolute best time to be a coach right now and an entrepreneur. And technology is accelerating everything, and social media has really leveled the playing field for all of us so that you don't have to be, you know, have a lot of income or disposable to you to start a coaching business. You can start with literally nothing, which is what I've done, and really build from there. Just what it takes is persistence and belief in yourself and that confidence, that those qualities, and just having a good, you know, caring about people, which I know all of you do from talking with you on the phone, really caring about the work that you're doing. That makes such a huge difference, and that comes through when you're on the phone with people with your coaching practice. So that's what makes the difference much more so than having a huge business. I used to think, all these people must have, 10 employees and have a huge facilities that I don't have. But coaching is something you can do out of your own home. You could do it anywhere. If you're even on vacation, you can see clients when you're at the beach, just about anywhere. So it's very exciting, the kind of lifestyle that you can lead. It's very flexible in terms of what you can do. You don't have to pay a huge rent for an office somewhere. You can do it right out of your own home. So that makes it so much easier to get started. So performing as coach training, in this program, we're going to sort of be going over three levels of training throughout the course. And the first one is learning this performing edge coaching system for yourself, you know, to improve your confidence, your focus, your mental state, and your mindset. So the great thing about this course, too, is you just use these techniques for everything that you do as a coach, as an athlete, as a mom, as a parent, as a father. Anything that you want to do with this can help improve you as a person. So it's both. In fact, several people called me, you know, before this, asking, can I use this course for my own personal development as well as professional development? And that's the great thing about this is you can use it to learn for yourself, to become much more productive, much more efficient yourself. And then the second thing we'll learn is how to coach others with this performing edge coaching method, so how you can take that to the next level. And the third area is how to build and market your business to make your recurring income with performing edge coaching. So that's the area that I think most programs don't really get into, is how do you market yourself? How do you actually make an income with this? How do you make a good income? And so that's key for, and you don't have to wait till the end of the course to find out about that. I want to be teaching all three of these levels all the way through, so that you can really, you know, start to build your practice right now. You don't have to wait till the end of the course. You can be employing these techniques all the way along. So let's kind of dive in here with what makes performing edge coaching unique. I think when someone asks you on the phone, potential clients may ask you, well, what's the difference between you and other coaches or other sports psychology experts, you know, you want to be able to answer that question. And so I want to give you a whole list of different things that I've been able to do over the years and really show you the kind of the behind-the-scenes practice and the things that the little things that I do that really make a difference, I think, that differentiate what we do as performing edge coaches from other types of coaching. So let me just give you a start with a case study, something that happened to me recently that kind of gives you a real example. It gives you an example of what the market is looking for right now in coaching. And also this study gives you an example of how you can compete to get high-quality clients in this current market. And I want to show you what to say and what not to say on the first call from a client. That's where a lot of coaches don't get it right and might lose that potential client right away. So it's really important to know what to say, what not to say. And then also I want to show you what questions they will ask you. And then also give you an example with this study how you can distinguish yourself from other coaches. You know, what makes you unique, what makes you different. And you can be thinking about that all along as we're talking through this course, because each of you will have a different answer for that, of course, what distinguishes you. And then how you can deliver high-level coaching and get results fast, because a lot of people are looking for those results right away. You may get someone that's really desperate on the phone that wants, you know, wants that sense of hope right away. And then I want to show you how you can make your job easier by having, you know, creating that peak performance even in the first session. You don't have to wait till 10 sessions down the road. You could create a peak performance, a peak experience for that client right away in the first session. And then I want to show you also with this study how you can get high-quality client referrals and being really excellent at what you do. So the study, the example that I wanted to give you is just recently, actually I was down in the Santa Barbara area, my hometown, and I was driving. I had gotten a call on my cell phone from a potential client. It was a mother asking about that she needed some help for her daughter, who is a high school tennis player in New Jersey, and she'd found me on the internet. And she needed some help, but somehow the phone number didn't come through clearly on my cell phone. So I wasn't able to get back to her for a few days. And then I finally got home and I called. I finally figured out what the phone number was, called her back. And in the meantime, in those 3 days that I hadn't called her back, she had her daughter had already been seen by 3 other sports psychologists. That shows you how much people want your services out there, and how she was, you know, oftentimes people call and they're really desperate for help. And if you don't call back right away, you might lose the client. I almost lost this opportunity. So she'd had the daughter see another woman who was a psychologist, so just a regular therapist, but was not trained in sports. So that didn't work out. And then she had the daughter see another male, I think he was a psychiatrist or something, but he wasn't really, you know, understanding of her sports situation and wasn't able to really connect with her on a real level. And then she saw a third person. So by the time I called, you know, it was amazing that they would still listen to a fourth person. But I called and she said, my daughter needs to, you know, has her competition coming up this Thursday, and she has to win this tennis championship or she's not going to make it to the state championships, and she will be devastated if she doesn't make it to the state championships. So, you know, there's a deadline right here. And I said, well, I'd be happy to talk with her. And I told her the kinds of things that I do. Right away, I didn't go into a lot of, I mean, I listened and I wrote down everything that she said, And that's really important to do, of course, on the first call, so that you can use their words, use their exactly what they say is the problem, and rephrase it. And if those are things that you can do, then you you restate that and say, yeah, I can help you with. You're telling me you need A, B, and C, and I can help you with A, B, and C. She said she, my daughter is so talented. You're going to hear this over and over again with clients that call you. My daughter is so talented physically. She's got the right mechanics. She knows what to do, but she just goes into a meltdown when the pressure's on. You know, you hear so much, I can do it in training, but I can't do it in the competition when it really counts. And that applies to many people in life, too, of course, you know, with presentations, with, when we're in any kind of pressure situation, can you perform when the pressure's on? And so that's the kind of situation I excel in and love to, you know, come in and be able to work with those kinds of things, because there's a high motivation there for the parent and for the daughter to do well. And, all the physical factors are there. She's got 90% of it, but the mental part was missing. So I said, sure, I'll be happy to work with her or just talk with her on the phone for a little bit. And so she got the daughter on the phone, and I talked with her. And the key here was, you know, this is a situation where, you know, Thursday's the big day, so I didn't go into a lot of assessment. Sometimes, you know, if you have time and you're dealing with an adult client, then you may want to do more in-depth assessment. But with kids, I found, you just want to get right into the heart of the matter and give them something to do, give them an experience right away. And because she had to perform this Thursday, I didn't do a lot of assessment, heavy-duty stuff. I just got the main picture that she, you know, gets really angry, gets frustrated, almost throws the racket, and I was able to talk with her on the phone, and I said, here's what I do that is unique that I can make you. I said I would tell me about a peak experience or a peak performance, a time when you felt your absolute best. So I just spend a little bit of time on the problem, and then we go right into an area where she feels strong. And so she told me about a time when she was performing really well, and I would write down all of those words. I'd write down everything that she was saying. So I got her words, the way she understands it, the way she experiences it. And then I would have her go into all her five senses. So I ask her, well, tell me about what you were wearing. Tell me about the venue. What was it like when you were playing, when you felt strong, when you felt confident? And give me your exactly the way that you see it. So I really got her into that whole experience. Which, in by the way, as soon as you do that with a session, you know, the client all of a sudden, you know, changes their whole demeanor usually, and they feel a sense of hope and a sense of, I really do like this sport and I'm really good at this. And they get that confidence back, you know, while they're describing their peak experience. So right there, you're doing something totally different than most people do. So I was writing all of that down, and then we actually... I told her that I could make her an MP3 file, take her through a visualization exercise so that we could recreate this experience and give her that sense of confidence, power, and inner strength right there. And I do an anchoring technique. As soon as you get into that experience, I would have her anchor that inside with an image, a color, a shape, a word, or something to remember that experience by. A physical gesture is really powerful. So I had her... I talked to her about it first, and then she said, I heard her lean over to her mom and say, Mom, I want to work with Dr. Joanne. I don't want to forget those other guys. She said that right as we were talking, and I realized, I just got the case. In a way, I was in a competition, you know, just like she's in a competition with other athletes. I was sort of in a... competition with these other people that she was, other therapists that she was seeing too, that because I was able to offer something unique, this Your Performing Edge method of, the whole demeanor, the way I talk to her as well, is really important that I want to teach you in this course, how I did a lot of listening and very active listening and I was able to just, you know, be right there, be right here, right now with her, reflecting back exactly what she's saying. So, you know, my total attention is on what she's saying, what she's needing, and her words. And it's like you want to be in perfect sync with that person. The more that you're in perfect sync and communication, and you just are totally in the experience. So when she's talking about tennis, I'm out there. I feel like I'm out there actually playing tennis with her. Or if she's feeling frustrated, I feel frustrated with her. You know, I just get the whole vibration. Even though she's way in, I'm out here in California, she's in New Jersey, I was able to, you know, transmit this energy back and forth and have a connection there. So we ended up I said, you've got your match. Actually, it was the next day. I said, you got your match the next day, right? So why don't we go ahead and do a session right now? And if you want to get, you know, clients that are really, you know, are in a, if they happen to be in a desperate situation like that or something really needy, if you're able to just, you know, say, okay, let's do the session right now, as opposed to, or as soon as you can, that evening, as soon as you can before, you know, because she needed help before the competition, that's what made all the difference. If I would have waited till the next day after the big event was over, you know, she needed help now. So it's helpful to be able to be that flexible if you can. So I did the session with her right there. We just went right into it. And another thing that I wanted to mention with this case study is I didn't, you know, through this whole experience I'm telling you about right now, we did not talk about money until the very end, until, you know, after I got to talk with the parent a bit and then talked to the daughter and built that rapport with her. And then the mom said, well, okay, let's just get started. You know, how much is it? Whatever it is, I'll pay it. So the value was already demonstrated there, and the relationship was there. So money was not an issue. So that's important to get that sequence. And I think that's one of the mistakes coaches make is they end up talking, you know, someone will ask you about their fees. What are your fees right away? And if you answer that right away, then, you know, you can often lose the opportunity to have that client. But if you can really... let's talk about what I can do for you first and what the situation is, and you create that rapport and that and people realize, wow, as a performing edge coach, this person is doing something totally different than anybody else's, then they're willing to pay you more and you can raise your fees. Just taking a glass of water here. So then I met with the client, you know, the girl that right away on the phone, and we went through the experience, the peak performance. She told me about it, and I wrote everything down just like I said, and then I took her through the visualization exercise. I have my audio equipment all set up here, and I can show you how to do that on your computer very easily so that you we'll be going over that in the course here. So you can easily do this kind of, make it a custom. It's not a canned thing. That's the key here. It's not a canned exercise. It's a custom visualization, you know, peak performance MP3 that you create just for that person, just exactly for their needs, for their specific needs. That's what makes you different from everyone else, and that's what people will pay a higher fee for, and that's what they'll keep coming back for. Because after you make that visualization CD and they get great results from it, you can then create a whole library of these CDs for them with one for confidence, one for getting rid of the negative thoughts, one for focus, one for relaxing under pressure, all kinds of things that come up, different CDs for specific events that are coming up. So I made this client a CD then. I took her through the visualization exercise. She relaxed. She loved it. She had a great experience with it, was really able to get into her peak experience. We finished the session. She and I, right after the session, I concluded that I made the MP3 file on my computer, which, you know, just takes about 10 seconds to, you know, to export it into an MP3 file. And then I emailed it to her right away. So about 5 minutes after the session, she had that MP3 file. Of course, in the East Coast, it's 3 hours later, so it was like 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock their time. And I said, it's important for you to play this right before you go to sleep. So she played it that night before she went to sleep. And then the next day, she brought the MP3. Of course, let me tell you also that it's important. Why that's important is that what we're thinking about right before we go to sleep tends to be what we'll dream about. So this client was able to, you know, she was able to play it right before she went to bed. And then for the next 8 hours, her subconscious mind is working on this, on all that great playing, and she's in a very positive state as opposed to, you know, what do we do most of the time when we go to bed? We, you know, we close our eyes and then all these thoughts come in about, oh, geez, you know, what I didn't get done today, or the argument I had with so-and-so today, or, you know, all this worries about tomorrow. All that stuff comes into our head. And then if we go to sleep, we tend to dream about that. And so the subconscious mind is just in turmoil, and sometimes, you know, you end up waking up feeling tired, thinking, why am I so tired in the morning? You know, what if we could change that all around and use that energy to put something positive into your mind right before you go to sleep? That's why these techniques, the performing edge techniques, are so powerful, is that you can use this with yourself as a coach, as well as I want you to think all along the way as we're doing this course that you can practice these techniques, you know, to help you as a coach to be a better, more focused person, and then you can model for your clients what you're doing. Because if you really believe in this stuff and it works for you, that energy is going to show up. You're going to transmit that right into your clients. Powerful. So with this client, she played it that night. She got up the next morning. She went to her match, drove, I guess it was an hour away, to the match in Atlantic City. And while everyone else was freaking out and really having a hard time under all the pressure, my client was lying down on the bleachers playing with her headphones on, playing the MP3 file that I created for her and getting really into the zone. So as soon as it was her time to play, she got up, she warmed up, and boom, you know, she nailed it. I got a call from the mom saying, oh, my gosh, thank you, Dr. Joanne. You know, she just, she was like another player, totally focused, you know, and it was a really hard match, went back and forth and back and forth. She was ahead, behind, you know, the kind of situation where she would normally have a really tough time. She ended up acing it and just playing brilliantly and meeting her goal and getting to the state championship. So that's a kind of an example of how in one session I got using these techniques with this powerful MP3 file and a performing edge method of, I'll talk about the three P's, positive images, power words, present focus. She was able to put all that together and then have a great performance right there in a very short time. And so, of course, right after that, she's wanting to have more sessions and to continue this learning, because stuff always comes up, and you it's something you have to practice over and over again. This is kind of mental training, and so it's not something you can just easily, you know, just fix everything overnight. I did fix that situation overnight, but then, you know, of course, there's other competitions, and as soon as somebody even better than you comes into play, you've got to work even harder. So there's always a need for your services. Don't be afraid to get those good results on the first session and think, oh, well, they're going to be fixed. They won't want me anymore. It works actually the opposite way, I've found, where people want to continue working with you to get even more results because they start to rely on you and realize that, hey, this is you know, something I can continue to grow with. So that's a good example of, you know, I just want to give you a real life example of what I do as a performing edge coach and what you can do with your clients, whether it's you know, working with a team, with baseball teams, soccer teams, whether it's working with, you know, someone healing from an injury, someone going into surgery. It could be any number of things. It could be, I just got a call the other day from the military, a guy that is works for the California National Guard, and he heads up the shooting team, the rifle team, which is a competitive shooting team for the California National Guard. And you know, it's something you don't really have, even if you get calls from different sports, I have no idea. I don't know that much about shooting per se, but I know how to focus, and I know how to hit your target in many senses. So and if you are a good listener, you just simply are able to listen to what the person wants and what their struggles are, and all kinds of situations can come up, and you can use these performing edge techniques to get through for any sport, for any situation. It works beautifully in most situations. So, you know, I'm able to coach him through being able to work with his national rifle team so that they make it to the national championships, which is you know, really exciting. There's just endless opportunity. So I wanted to talk a little bit about that, what you can do as a performing edge coach. I think the possibilities are endless now, and even just these last 2 or 3 years, the whole, you know, so many different possibilities have opened up to us as coaches. So, for instance, you can get recurring income from, well, just individual coaching. You know, that's one of the simplest ways to start, is just getting individual clients. You can work with them by phone, or if you have a home office, you can work with them at home, or if you have if you have a regular office that you rent, that works great too. If you're on the road a lot, you can just take your phone with you, and it works very easily no matter where you are. Group coaching, same thing. You can do if you have several people that have a specific issue, a specific problem they want to work on, like weight control or grief, or it could be people who are it's women in particular that are going through a life transition. If it's might be a specific group of athletes, you can coach them as a group and do these same kinds of visualization exercises that we're talking about here. Other things you can do, you can have a membership site, coaching membership site, where you the whole group logs into a private members area and is able to access all kinds of information there. So you get ongoing work with your clients, as they can, and they're paying you a monthly income for being able to get your continuing information. You can do group calls that way. So you have people that are, you're continually adding to the members area. And that's what we're doing with this, of course, the Performing Edge Coach Training Program as an example, is we're continuing to add new materials, audio recordings from these calls, video training, all kinds of documents like I'll be putting on there real soon like a sample coaching agreement that you can use with your clients, just a huge variety of checklists that you can use with your clients, all kinds of things you can add to that. So you're continually bringing people back. And that way you get this regular recurring income. Another thing you can do is inner circle exclusive coaching, I call it. If you have, a few people that are want to do very intensive work with you, a lot of times you're able to charge a higher fee for that, so you can have your own inner circle of people that you work with, that where you provide more closer services to them. You can talk with them individually and really do more customized work with each person. Another thing you can do is, of course, professional speaking, which is great for getting clients, and then also just you can do it as part of your income to get paid speaking engagements. And if you have, I've done a lot of that at exclusive health clubs and corporate events, training events at high-end spas and resorts, that kind of thing, as well as just local, you know, your local high schools and colleges. It's amazing how people don't realize that colleges actually have a very large budgets for speakers. Those activities fees that we always used to have to pay as college students, you know, every quarter is $25 or $100, whatever it is, for an activities fee that they build into the fee structure. That all goes for, they have these huge budgets for those that is specifically for college, for speakers to bring in, they bring in entertainment, they bring in all kinds of things. So that's an area, you know, I've done that before for universities, and you go to the athletic department, and they'll all of a sudden they have all kinds of fees, and they have to use those up every quarter, or else they lose that funding. So a lot of times they're looking for speakers. So that's something that is great to do for just the opportunity of speaking, as well as getting clients there too. That's one of the best things you can do. So we'll talk about that here too. Products is another thing that you can do as a coach. How to publish. We'll talk about how to publish a book. These days, I think e-books are fantastic. You know, it costs zero to produce. Basically, just digital, and you can put them on your website. Great way to build your list. And also, you can have free e-books for building a list, and you can have paid e-books, you know, for being able to generate income. And then now with Kindle, of course, by Amazon, you can publish your book on Kindle very easily, and that doesn't cost anything to publish it. It's all digital. What you might want to do if you have a printed book is, like with my Performing Edge book, rather than making it, the whole digital edition available, I'm just going to put maybe one chapter up there or two chapters, and it's a way to get great visibility on Amazon. And then you can still have your printed book and sell that at your private events. So there's products, which is great. And then within the ebook, of course, you put lots of links to your site, to your products, and it brings people back to you. It's kind of like a fancy brochure that's out there in the world. And then you've got video training courses. You could do training courses on YouTube, of course, for free to get people to your site, or you can provide special training, you know, within your website, within a private members area. You can do audio coaching, you know, just lots of MP3 files. So if a lot of people say, I've got a face that was meant for radio, and it's, you know, if it's difficult for you to be on video, or, you know, if some people are shy about that, then audio is a great way to go. You can just talk, you can look at your computer, you can read your notes and make a great audio MP3 files and do actual coaching and training files that way, so that all that information doesn't have to be, you know, only for one person, but you can provide this kind of training that can just go on and on and on, and you can really build a library of this kind of thing. You can put that audio coaching as podcasts on iTunes, on your own website. Possibilities are endless. And all of these things, you can see that the main, the overriding theme is repurposing, that you can take a piece of material, you can turn it into text, you can turn it into audio, into video, all of those things together. You can take one piece and present it in many different formats, so that some people have all sorts of modes of learning that they prefer. So you catch everyone's attention. And then you can also do high-end teleseminars, you know, where, just like we're doing here, where you're talking on the phone to a group of people. Very simple to do, and very rewarding as well. You can do training camps, live events, training camps as a Performing Edge coach, and I'll teach you how you can actually use this, these principles that we're learning here, and you can actually teach a course with this and teach a workshop and charge, make a really good fee for just teaching these kind of concepts to people. It could be high school groups, to college groups, could be to employees of a corporation. A lot of corporations have health and wellness kinds of funding. So those are some other kinds of things you could do. You can work in sports medicine clinics. You know, some of our coaches have talked about, you know, how do I get referred by a doctor, by doctors. And so if you give a talk perhaps at a sports medicine clinic or seminar, that's a way to get exposure and to show what you can do. And you may be able to get referrals from there, or actually work in-house in the sports medicine clinic. And final couple things there, just maybe a TV show host. You could be a TV show guest. You know, I've been on many TV shows myself, and works great for credibility. Or radio show, same thing. Radio is very easy because you can just do that right from your home. You do interviews right on the phone. And, yeah, they're fun to do as well. Get your name out there. So those are some of the things that you can do, you know, as a performing edge coach. And that's just the beginning. It's just many, many more. But I wanted to just kind of whet your appetite. If you have other ideas, too, you can let me know. Or things you'd like to try. Or things you need help with. So I want to talk a little bit now about the key characteristics of what makes performing edge coaching unique. You know, what differentiates you from other kinds of people out there and other coaches. There's many different kinds of coaches, as you know, and you know, there's competition out there. But I think that this style of coaching that I've developed is very unique. And people, when I work with people and the certified performing edge coaches that I've trained, when they work with people, they tell me that what you're doing, you know, no one else is doing. This is really leading edge stuff. It's a unique style. And I think that's really true, that you can say no one else can do what performing edge coaches can do. So let me go into some of the details about that, the different things that you can offer and why it's different. I think the first thing is that's the most valuable is the credibility of this method, that your performing edge method. You can claim that and tell people that we have over 30 years of clinical experience and research. Most of you probably have the Your Performing Edge book. It's been on the on Oprah, NBC, TV, at the Olympics, ABC. It's sold over 100,000 copies. It's been in its fourth edition, and it's a standard reference by major corporations. So, you know, there's a lot of credibility there. A lot of people have this book, and so you can claim as a certified performing edge coach that that you are part of a method that is well-respected and is globally represented out there, this method is being used with Olympic and professional athletes. I've been, got 5 Olympic gold medalist clients and been had athletes in the last 4 Olympic Games. Next one's coming up in London next year and looking to have athletes there as well. Just got back from Vancouver, where I worked with my athletes there in skiing and in the luge, and in Greece, in Athens, worked with Stacey Jabila, who won the first ever Olympic gold medal in the pole vault. And so these kinds of methods, when I worked with Stacey, she depended on this kind of that MP3 custom peak performance, the visualizations I made for her. She had a whole library of those, and she said she wouldn't go to a competition without them, that it really helped her to relax under a lot of pressure. So this kind of method is just highly respected, and it's used at the highest level. I think that can help you to be a well-respected coach. Also, I think that we're using advanced tools that no one else is using as this kind of advanced training. With these tools, the MP3s, the audios, being able to do, video conferencing. I think there's not too many coaches that are doing that. I use being able to do that with people through Skype. And there's a tool called Uvu. I'm not sure if you know about that. It's OOVOO.com. And it's a OOV as in Victor, OO.com. They decided to put a lot of vowels in there. it's a tool that you can use where you can actually do this video conferencing, or you could do interviews to get testimonials from your athletes. And it looks just like a regular CNN interview. Pretty amazing. So, and it's free, and you can do that easily with your computer. So lots of kind of advanced technology that's good to use. I think referrals is another thing, that the high credibility that you have can make you more attractive as a coach, consistently bringing in, higher paying clients and then making clients stay with you longer. I think that's really key here. And another area that I think that's a key characteristic that makes us different is that performing edge coaching, it's not therapy. It's not a canned approach. It's really it's customized to the client's exact needs. So when you have a client, you can take this approach and you can really work with it. It's flexible, so that you can customize it to what they need and fit it to your own personality and your own style. I know a lot of coaching methods you have to do it a certain way, ABC, and that's, if you don't, you're not certified or you don't get credit. But in this system, I'm very flexible with this, and you can make it your own system that works for you. And that's why, we have this chance for people to ask lots of questions and get feedback so that you can learn what works for you and try new things out and constantly growing and adding new techniques. So that's exciting. And then, I think that another thing that makes this unique is that it's sort of by the athlete part. It's by athletes for athletes. Most of the coaches are, active in some way, or they love doing some sort of sports. And so they know what athletes need because they're athletes themselves. So I'd encourage you all, if you're not exercising regularly, to do that and to get involved in some way in some sport. It doesn't have to be the sport that necessarily of all your clients, but just something that, so that you feel like you're active as well, so you can understand, what your clients need. So that's a good technique for that. And then another thing I wanted to emphasize is about this method is that we have a real present focus. The goal is to get results as soon as possible for the client. And I think many other coaching programs or seen therapy programs where they drag the sessions out for as long as possible. And so it's, difficult to, they feel like you can get a lot more sessions if you do it that way. But, in my experience, clients want, they're not wanting therapy necessarily, and they don't want to go back into their past for the last 50 years and go over this all of that stuff. Clients want to work with what's going on right now. I guess, one term is cognitive behavioral therapy, which is, working with present thoughts, present feelings, present behaviors, and working to change those. And I incorporate that and a lot more to, my own spin with that, my own style of that type of therapy or that type of coaching, so that you can get results as soon as possible. That you don't necessarily have to do a lot of, just have the first session be only assessment. I think that's one of the keys that clients like about working with me is in that first session, I try to do everything. That first session, you've got three things to do. You got assessment, you have coaching, and marketing or promotion, showing the client what you can do, what's coming up next. So that first session, it's like a rocket taking off. You can think about it that way. There's a large amount of focused energy is used up in that first session. And once you have a good, successful first session, then it makes your job much easier to after that to be able to continue working with the client. So I think that's one of the mistakes that a lot of coaches make. Is that they only do assessment. They do this long assessment, ask questions, get an answer, asking questions, getting an answer. And they're writing down a lot of the information, but when you're writing down all this information, you may be losing touch with, what the client's, their energy and what they're really telling you. So what I often do is ask them a question or two, a series of intensive questions, and then I'll just try to look for areas where they need help and where I could give a tip or some training. And then we'll stop and I'll talk about that. Say, have you tried this? Or let's try this other technique out here. And so I'll have a toolbox, which I want to give you that as we go along here, a whole toolbox of tools to to work with the client and be able to have those tools for the client to work with, so they get something from you. So they're not just answering a lot of questions, but they feel like they're learning something all along the way, and they're getting a taste of what you can provide. And then I want to, do that assessment, and I'm doing coaching with them all along the way. And in that first session, I'm also doing subtly, sort of doing marketing as well. I'm telling them, that here's the first step, and then here's what can happen in the next session, in the third session. And I'm just able to give them a whole big picture of what's going on. So it's kind of a blend of the assessment and the coaching and marketing or telling them education about the whole big picture of the services that I provide, so that they'll want to come back. Because, a lot of times the client is asking themselves, you've probably heard the term WIFM, WIFM, what's in it for me? And a client in that first session is asking you those questions, what's in it for me? Or what am I going to get out of this? Why should I come back to the next session? So you want to be answering that, giving them a sense of hope throughout these sessions that there is, here's the first step, and here's what we can do next. And always be thinking a little bit ahead, so you have you have something for them to, like stretch goals, I call it, something, the next goal to work toward. So thinking of it that way, that first session is, assessment, coaching, and marketing. Think of your rocket taking off, and you're using a lot of energy in that first session. It's real key to being able to be successful throughout the down the road, to be able to keep the client. So let's see. I've got several other things that I wanted to talk about. One of the things that makes this kind of coaching unique is, I call it storytelling as teaching. It's a powerful storytelling is a powerful teaching tool. And so a lot of times I'll tell a story to a client that's either my own experience or another client I've worked with that is in their same sport, something I'm familiar with, and try to just draw on what they need, because stories are just so powerful in terms of what the client's looking for. Sometimes, just telling them a story, it gives them a sense of hope, really, and it gets them out of their own mindset, their own problem. And they realize that there's a bigger picture here, and that there's something to shoot for. Stories, it gets the client out of the left brain, out of that logical, analytical side, and it moves them over to the right brain, which is, that part that's more accepting and more positive and more open to new ideas. So if you can develop, I encourage you to develop a kind of a swipe file of stories a file of stories. Whenever you hear a good story on TV, write it down. Write down a few words about it. Whenever you have a good client that you've worked with, you can make a list of all your clients in the past that you've worked with, and write down, a little bit about their story and what the point of each of those stories was. Write down your own stories. That's really powerful to, come up with a list of stories that you can relate from your own life that makes a huge, impact on them. And I wanted to tell you, my story, the Ironman story. Maybe some of you have heard this, but it's a story that people remember for a long time that I tell to people. And it's kind of like a signature story, I call it, a way that people remember me by. And I want you to think about your own signature story, or develop a signature story. Sometime maybe when you were hurt and injured, and then you got back you recovered. It could be a dramatic moment in your life, a time when you had a major breakthrough. It could be a time when you learned a valuable lesson. But every one of us has, such powerful stories inside. And, and if you can develop like what I call a signature story, a story that, one story that you can, always works with your clients, and it works when you give your talks, then it's powerful. You get known for that story, and actually it can be what I call your $1 million story, a story that you can get paid $1 million over time, over your lifetime, telling it over and over again at various talks. So I wanted to tell you my Iron Man story, and if you've heard, some of you it'll be new to, and some of you it'll be, if you've already heard it, I want you to this time listen to it for the qualities of the story, the techniques I'm using in the story, and how you could incorporate those same techniques to make your story more powerful. Listen to it for the, not just the point of the story, but for how you can, the storytelling techniques. So this was with the Hawaii Ironman Triathlon. Imagine that it's only 6 weeks before the big race. It's my first Hawaii Ironman Triathlon. It's the longest race of my life. We swim 2.4 miles, then we bicycle 112 miles, then, a bonus, we get to run a marathon, 26 miles, all back-to-back, no rest, in 100-degree temperature and 90% humidity. Well, the race day is getting closer and closer. You know what's going to happen, right? I start doubting myself. Oh, man, did I eat enough? Have I trained enough? Do I have all the right stuff, mentally and physically, to pull this thing off? Oh, man. So time for some mental training, right? So I close my eyes. Each night before I go to bed, I close my eyes. I visualize each part of the race. I see myself going through each part successfully. Well, 6 weeks flies by, no time at all. Boom, the race is here. The gun goes off. I dive in the water. There's 2,000 arms flailing. There's elbows in my face. There's goggles flying off. Oh, man, it's just, I'm swimming along and thinking, God, get out of my face. What do you think you are, Mike Tyson? I'm swimming as hard as I can. Nobody told me swimming is a contact sport. So I get out to the buoy. I come back in. I get on the bike. And I get on the bike. Of course, I put on my shoes first, my gloves. I grab some water, my helmet. And I get on the bike, and I'm riding. I start riding. I'm riding. Hours later, the hot, blistering sun takes its toll. When I got off the bike, I felt horrible. My back is killing me. My arms are tight. My body, I'm ready to throw up. My body is permanently in the bicycle position. Did you know I had to have surgery after that race? It was so bad, I had to have an operation to get the bicycle seat out of my butt. So I get off the bike. I start walking the marathon. I'm telling myself, 26 miles. Yeah, right. There's no way I'm going to finish this thing. Why'd I even sign up for this race? Well, then I start looking behind me. I hear these footsteps behind me. There's this woman coming along. Oh, I can't believe it's her. I can't believe it's Julie. I've beaten her in several other races. Oh, man. She's looking at me. She's laughing at me. Hey, Dollcutter, you're walking. What, is this the new you? Well, I was livid. I got to do something to get myself going here. And then I remembered from my sports psychology experience that you can go to a time when you were successful. Go there in your mind. See it, hear it, feel it. Go there in your mind. When you do that, you create energy to help you when you're in trouble. So I'm thinking to myself, okay, what's the time when I felt really good? What's the time? The time I won the San Francisco Marathon 2 years earlier. So I go there in my mind. So now I'm actually, the my body is relaxed, my mind is focused, I'm in the zone. I'm actually cooling down my body as I'm running in the fog of Golden Gate Park. My mind is totally there. I'm visualizing myself running in this beautiful fog in Golden Gate Park. And I feel really good. I actually win the race that day in 2:43. I'm in the zone, right? So I'm actually cooling down my body. I feel so calm and relaxed. Now I carry that energy with me back into the Hawaii Ironman triathlon, and I'm looking down at my feet. Hey, I'm not walking anymore. I'm actually running. I start out in 19th place. And the energy, with that visualization, I just kept building. The momentum was building and building. With that picture in my mind, nothing could stop me. Before you know it, I'm in like 12th place. And then I'm in 7th place. And I'm looking at the turnaround. Man, these women are looking horrible. I'm saying, man, I could beat these women. I come back around. And now I'm in 4th place. Now I'm in 3rd place. There ahead of me is Kathleen McCartney, the previous race winner. Now she is the one walking at this point. I pass Kathleen, so like she's standing still. Actually, she was standing still. So I come back in. There's 2 miles to go, and there's this guy ahead of me. He's really tired. Oh, man, is he tired. And they're passing out peanut butter and jelly sandwiches on the right over here, and they're passing out sponges on the left. So the guy, he grabs a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, and he grabs a sponge on the left. And he's running along. And he gets confused. Refreshing peanut butter and jelly sandwich on the head. I looked at that. I thought, oh, man, I'm glad I'm not that bad off. I can finish my first Hawaii Ironman triathlon. I cruise in 2nd place. Yes! And with that visualization, that transformed my entire experience and allowed me to run the race of my life. What did I learn from that? 3 words. Visualize to energize. Wow. That's it. That's all we really need to do. Visualize to energize. Go to a time when you were strong and feel that now. Now, I want you to think of a time when you were successful. Or think of a time, have you ever thought of a time when you weren't quite sure you could make it to your finish line? But you were asking yourself, have I got all the right stuff mentally, physically? Can I pull this thing off? I bet there were other times when you felt really good. You were on your game. You were at your best. You see, you can go there mentally. Just like I did in the Ironman, see it, hear it, feel it. When you do that, you create energy. When you do that, you are visualizing. And wherever you place your attention, your energy will follow. So the next time you're having a rough moment and you need a confidence boost, remember 3 words. What are they? Visualize to energize. And then when I'm giving my talks for people, I have them repeat that, which is very powerful. I say, say it with me, visualize to energize. Now, that's my Ironman story, the signature story, and I want you to, you know, think about not just the point of the story, but how I was telling it and, you know, how you could do the same kind of thing. You know, taking a story that you have, it might not be, you know, in a world-class competition. It might be a time that you know, recovered from something. You got injured. You had surgery. You had a major moving forward in your life. Whatever it is, you know, you can create that same kind of story where you think, well, you might want to start with what's the point of the story first, and you want to have, they call it the phrase that pays, something that, where there's a powerful point in the story, like mine is visualized to energize, something that, you know, is powerful. And when you do that, you can create a story that is fun. I mean, you notice there was some humor in it. And there's the visual, right? The peanut butter and the sponge. I mean, people come back to me years later and say, oh, that's the lady, the peanut butter and sponge lady. And it's funny, I got a client, a young gymnastics client the other day, and she said to me on the phone, yeah, I remember that peanut butter sponge story. That's what sticks in my mind. You know, this is like 5 years after I told the story. So really powerful stuff. And you can do the same thing with that, you know, story that is entertaining, it's humorous, and just something that you can tell that you feel comfortable with. That is the most important thing, is that you tell it with heart. And then when you have your clients and they're in a rough moment, you know, you tell them your story of how you did your major breakthrough, and it can be something that is one of the most powerful things you do. You can tell even in the first session, and it's something that they'll remember you for, and they'll keep coming back to you for, because a story is something that brings people together, and it's something where all of a sudden your client is, they're not multitasking anymore, they're not writing things down, if they're on the road, you know, listening to you by phone, if they're driving, they will pull over to the side of the road and listen to your story, because you have so much to offer. So I think that would be a good thing for you to do this week, is try to develop a story. Just, you know, think of a story in your life, something that's worked really well for you that you could use with your clients. And then we'll talk about how to incorporate the performing edge techniques, the positive images and power words, present focus into that. You could even think of that this week. Think of positive images. What kinds of images could I use in my story? What kinds of pictures could I use? And then power words, what are words that I could use that make it more interesting? You know, build those pictures with your words and talk about what were you saying to yourself that makes such a huge difference. And then the present focus, just thinking, okay, how can I make this present, you know, right here, right now? So it's not, I'm not telling the story like it happened years ago, but make it, like this whole time I was telling you the Ironman, you know, you probably, most people say, I feel like I was right there with you doing an Ironman. And if they feel that way, then they get into that whole feeling with you, and they, you know, it's in the present, so it's much more powerful. So they connect with you. And so it's good to have a variety of those stories. But just take this week to, you know, think about a story that you have that's in your life that you could relate to people. And write that up, write a little a story up that works for you, and email it to me. That would be great, and I can give you feedback about it and tell you how you could maybe enhance it. So I've got some other things that on the list about how to, you know, what makes this Performing Edge method unique. I want to, you know, go over maybe a few more of those next time as well. But I want to take a little bit of time to answer questions here that you might have. And so, yeah, if anyone has questions, just press star 6. If not, I've got some questions. Oh, here's one that Nicole is asking. She asked, my biggest question is, how do I approach teams and sell them on the idea of what a performance coach can do for them? So that's a great question, Nicole. Happy birthday again to you today for your, it's great that the course is starting on your birthday, so it's a great gift for you. So the question is, yeah, how do I approach teams, sell them on the idea of what a performance coach could do for them? I think she says, I have trouble getting team personnel to have a dialogue with me. So what I would suggest is, just being able to talk with them about, you know, if you can, a series of things. I usually try to pair an email with a phone call for, you know, a first contact with someone. If they don't know who I am, then if I can first write up an email, and then as soon as I hit send, then I will call them right away and try to talk to a real person, or I will you know, leave a message and say that email is on its way. That way it really increases the chances of your email getting read as opposed to deleted. And I'll try to have a conversation with whoever answers the phone and see if I can get back to the person. And then, you know, when I try to get to a person that's a decision maker, or the closest thing to that, maybe you know one of the team players or something. And one way is to you know, just offer to do a free complimentary session with one of the people on the team. You know, like there might be somebody that's having trouble with performance or having the most trouble, and if you can work with one person, even just for one sample session, and or a couple, and make you know, show them the kinds of things you can do. Maybe make them one of these MP3 files, a custom one. I think that can really help sell them on the idea of what you can do. Some people don't know what coaching is, or they see it as a long-term commitment kind of thing. But if you tell them I can make one of these peak performance MP3s for you, which MP3s and iPods are the cool thing these days, they're, you know, athletes are usually more open to that, then they see that as a technique or a product or a short-term kind of thing that they could try out. So they're more open to that kind of thing, and they see it as something tangible that they could put on their iPod and they can use long term. So that's a good way to I think approach them. You could approach one of the team members or a coach that way and just see if that might work. You could also Nicole, you could do a sample recording of one. And we'll go into that more in the next session of how to do that. You know, on your computer, it's very simple. Just all you need is your laptop computer and and your headset, and you can record, you know, a sample visualization session with your voice and record it, and then you could send it to them as an MP3 file, just as a sample of what you do. And so then they've got something tangible they could listen to, or you could put it on a website, or you can put it up at YouTube for free as well. As long as you have, like, one picture, you put a picture of yourself, and you have an MP3 in the background as in the sound, all of a sudden you have a video with one picture of you or a picture of an athlete. Just grab go to Google, and let's say you want to work with soccer players, then Google soccer players. And you click on images in the upper left-hand corner and get a picture. Just grab a photo right there and use that, you know, some of the stuff that's public domain that you can use, and then you put that right on your on YouTube, and then you can direct people. You know, you just can go there and you can embed that code on your website, or if you don't have a website, you can just direct people there to your video channel, and then they could see it right there and hear a sample of your voice and what you can do. And everybody's YouTube oriented these days, so that would be a very simple way to, you know, market your services, I think. So that's her first question. And then the second one from Nicole is, I have also, what do you recommend as the top two or three resources to keep in contact with over a career span, like affiliations, journals, organizations? What do you place the most value on? So I would say, yeah, there's so many out there. I would say that it depends on, you know, your level of training. If you're, you know, for psychologists, you could, you know, be a member of your local chapter of, the Psychological Association of in your area would be a good affiliation, because most of them don't have sports psychologists, so you could be the only one, and you could get referrals from there. Or you could be a member, of course, now we have the Performing Edge Coaching International Association, so as part of this course, now you're part of this association. I think that's a great affiliation to be with as we are growing with coaches all over the world, being able to interact with other coaches and ask questions, and having a growing database of support and information. That'll be really good for you. And then I guess the other thing would be, in terms of resources, would be just to if you want to work with teams, then you know, just staying in touch with your local high school or college groups to be able to work with them, and just joining any associations that they might have. If there's a college, a particular college that you want to work with there, finding out what affiliation, you know, part of the athletic department, if there's a way you can work there. Some a lot of colleges have a Hall of Fame or something. You can you know, find out what kinds of associations they have. Like out here at Stanford, you know, I try to get involved with different groups that are on campus, and that can help with referrals as well. Also, you know, if you want to get referrals from doctors, it'd be good to, you know, just talk with various sports medicine doctors or chiropractors in the area. That would be great. So that's Nicole's questions. If you have more, you can feel free to email me. And then Christo from South Africa is asking me, in terms of challenges, he was asking, how do you measure the progress or the amount of success brought by mental toughness or sports psychology? How do you measure that progress? It's a great question, Christo. And I would say, you know, what I like to do with a client from the very first or second session is give them a logbook of some sort. I've developed some myself, and I'll provide those tools in the members area in the next week or two here, a logbook so that your client can, you know, be keeping track of that. Most logbooks only keep track of the number of miles done or the number of, you know, number of workouts where it was the physical part, but very few logbooks actually record the mental training. So I've developed something where you just have a column where you develop you actually can record the mental training component of your workout. So, for instance, you could rate yourself 1 to 10 in terms of how confident was I during this workout. Rate yourself 1 to 10 in terms of focus. Rate yourself 1 to 10 in terms of energy level. All those kinds of things you can be able to rate yourself on. And then, you know, have the client email those results to you each week. You could put in homework in the logbook as well. Or that could be a separate actual task, because there's so many different homework assignments that you can do, and we'll be including a lot of those in the members area here too, where you can you know, give your client an assignment and then have them do a you know, fill out their answers or rate various things. So I think that's it's good to have a lot of different assessment tools to keep your clients engaged, and also for you to be able to measure their progress. And then, let's see, he also asked, Christopher asked, what are the practical tools to get athletes to realize the importance of mental training? So, Christo, that's a great question from South Africa. And I would say practical tools to get athletes to realize the importance of mental training. If you can give them some sort of assignment to do, a mental training exercise, like I do a simple one where I have the athletes, from going from negative thoughts to positive thoughts, take a piece of paper and draw a vertical line down the middle and put your negative thoughts on the left and your positive thoughts on the right. You know, write down all the different things that are going into your mind, the self-doubt, and then on the right-hand side, write positive reframing or power words, and be able to reframe those and develop a discipline of being able to move from the negative to the positive side. And just that simple little technique, it makes such a huge difference. I think when you have an athlete do that, they realize the importance of this kind of mental training, that they can really train their minds in this kind of technique, and that they can, you know, have a whole new way of thinking about the problems that come up. I'm going to just switch over the tape here for just a second. So I've got a few more minutes. So just wrap it up here in a few minutes. So if you hang on for just a moment, we'll change this and be right back in a second. Okay. Hope everyone's still there. So just continuing with the questions here. I've got how do I determine? Another question that Christo asks is how do I determine where they are mentally when I start with them? So that's a really good question. I think with athletes, there's several ways. One is the initial assessment by phone or in person, where you're actually, you know, ask them a series of questions. And in the members area right now, there's a workbook in there that I gave to all of you, and you can look there. There's a series of questions in there that are very powerful. There's questions for there's an initial questionnaire that you can give to people, and there's also questions for motivating clients. There's questions for, you know, determining where they are. So, but sometimes you can overwhelm a client with too many questions. So I would say, you know, take each section of those questions in that workbook and maybe ask them a section of them each time, and then you can kind of determine where they are. Where they are mentally. I mean, it's a big question because there's so many different aspects to that. Emotionally, they might be going through something, and you might want to, sometimes you have to help them through a situation. Maybe they're having a meltdown in their practice, or they're having difficulty at home, or they're having difficulty with their coach. It's good to assess all those kinds of things that are going on, and then you can kind of help them with the big picture. And I think initially, you know, one of the things that you want to leave the client with when you finish a session is a sense of hope. They may be asking you, well, okay, so Dr. Joanne or Christo or Nicole or Andrew or Sue, they might ask, so where am I at? Or what do you think? Do you think you can help me? And at that moment, you want to really be ready with a list of their strengths. You want to have kind of both lists, a list of, okay, here's what I think you need help with, here's some things that you're not as strong at, and here's some things that you are very strong with. And I think I really believe in drawing out the person's strengths throughout the session and then being able to put those strengths in a good perspective and build on them. If you can visualize building really powerfully the the athlete's strength, then you're gonna give them a sense of hope. They're gonna come back to you, and they're really gonna realize that, wow, this person has a lot of tools that can help me as a coach. So it's good to be able to be developing that throughout the session of what it is that the client you feel like you can help them with, and then what are their strengths that you can strengthen even more, so you give them a sense that it's not hopeless, that you've got, there's a huge amount of work that you can do together. So let's see, we just got a few minutes. I wanted to do a quick little visualization with you so that you can practice this and have a sense of, being able to have a vision of your own your own coaching going the way you want it to go. So I'd like us all to sort of practice this together. So why don't you, I'll give you a sample of, what I do with people, and you can then use this for your own personal development in your own life and as a coach. And then once you get the idea of it, you can be able to use this with your clients. So everyone, take a moment, and I want you to close your eyes, take in a few deep breaths, and just put your hand, one hand on your abdomen, a couple inches below your belly button. Just breathe in slowly, and imagine that there's a balloon inside your stomach. As you breathe in, gently fill up the balloon with air. As you breathe out, let the balloon collapse back down. Just let your body feel supported by the chair. And just know there's nothing you have to do right now. There's no place you have to go. Just time for you to take in all the good energy from this Performing Edge coaching training session and be able to integrate that into your mind and realize that you are an incredibly valuable coach. You have such value to give to people. Breathe in through your nose, focus on your center behind your belly button, and then breathe out through your mouth and just relax. Imagine that there's tiny valves, special openings at the ends of your fingertips and toes. As you breathe out all the air out through those special openings so you always have a way of letting go of the tension. And now I want you to imagine yourself sitting with your ideal client. You're either on the phone with them or they're in your office, your home office. Or perhaps you're on the field, you're there when they're working out. And see yourself there now. I want you to bring in all five senses into your experience. So you are there right now. Notice what you're wearing. Bring in your visual sense. Notice your client, what they're wearing, what they're doing. Notice the venue, what they look like. Even if they're on the phone, if you have a picture of them, you can imagine what they look like. Bring in your auditory sense so you can hear their voice, hear their voice intonation, and hear your own voice as you're speaking with them. And hear the connection, the valuable, positive, powerful connection that you can make with them. So that everything that they are saying, you are listening to on a very deep level. And so that it becomes easier and easier for you to connect with them. It's like a magnet. You're drawing them closer to you. And they are feeling more of a connection with you as you understand everything that they're saying. And it becomes fun. It's like this incredible energy between you and your ideal client. Bring in your kinesthetic sense as well so that you can feel their energy. You can feel your breathing. Notice your posture. You can feel your body and your posture in a confident stance. And that you're able to move around so that you have that energy in your body and flexibility. And this becomes easier and easier for you to do. The session just really flows. You have this incredible connection. Imagine you're there now with your ideal client. Imagine, what if you could use a magnet? Imagine there's a magnet that brings the two of you together. You can attract the power of this client and really make a transformation in their life. See, and imagine yourself there now meeting to face to face. And what if you could put a magnet on their face or on their eyes or their body, around their whole energy field? As you're talking to your ideal client now imagine that magnet is drawing you closer to that person effortlessly and drawing them closer to you so they want your coaching and they want to learn from you. And you feel their energy pulling you along. So it's almost like they are doing the work for you. And you are in total sync with that person. You are on automatic pilot. You understand what is happening. You connect on a very deep level. And the interaction between you seems so easy. And everything comes together for you now. You are in perfect sync with their energy. It becomes easier and easier as you use all of your powerful performing edge coaching energy to bring this client to where they want to be. And you see them smiling and nodding, and you're smiling together, and you realize, wow, this is powerful. We are making a very good connection. And they realize that you are the key to helping them through this transformation in their lives. And they begin to trust you, and you feel more and more comfortable. And now, as you're imagining this ideal client there, this great situation and this ultimate connection, I want you to create an anchor inside, an image. It could be a color, a shape, a word, or it could be a gesture, a physical gesture. This is your success anchor, that you anchor this experience inside. And then every time you use your anchor, all those feelings of confidence and power and inner strength are right there within you. And now you realize you can carry this anchor with you to attract more and more clients, high-level clients, high-quality clients who can be the kinds of people, the exact kinds of people that you love to work with and that you are successful with. And you see yourself drawing in more and more success and profitability and fulfillment into your life, into your coaching, and that carries with you into every part of your life so that it all flows together. And so as this becomes easier and easier for you, you see yourself having more time to enjoy your life and create the freedom and the lifestyle that you have always wanted through this process. Now take in a few deep breaths. Anchor that inside, that experience, so that you can carry it with you into the days and months and years ahead to transform your coaching, your life, the whole way that you present yourself to people, the energy that you feel inside. It's all coming together for you now. And now, taking a deep breath, imagine a set of stairs. You're walking up a set of stairs from 1 to 5, and with each stair you can feel more alert and more awake and refreshed. Start with stair 1, and then stair 2, stair 3, and then stair 4, and stair 5. Good, and then just come back into the room. When you're ready, you can begin to open your eyes. And great. Welcome back. And I'd like you to take a few moments now after we finish here and just write down the experience that you had with this visualization and write down, you know, what did you experience? What images did you see? Who were you with? Who was your ideal client? And what new insights did you have? And what actions can you take as a result of this visualization? How do you feel afterward? All of those things. And I'll actually have a little questionnaire for you in the members area there that you can fill out about this. And yeah, would love to get your feedback. You can feel free to email it to me, your experience with this. So, yeah, I wanted to thank you so much for all your participation tonight. And if you would, we'll be meeting next week, next Thursday, the same time at 5:30. If you have questions in between, you can email me. And the topics that we didn't get to tonight, going over more of the performing edge method. We touched on that, and we'll go into that in more depth next week, more specific things that you can do with your clients and how to start your practice. All of that we'll go over next time. So I want to thank you all so much for coming, for attending tonight, all around the world. Very exciting to have such a global group here and such a high-level group. Have a great week, and enjoy the reading from the members area there. We'll have a lot more material up there shortly. And I just want to thank you so much for being part of this program. I really am glad that you're with us. So we'll talk soon. And good night for now.